The first reading is taken from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 4a, 5 to 6, and 8 to 12, and can be found on page 491 of the Church Bibles. Ezra reads the law. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them, and as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, Amen." Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They read the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been known to them. This is the word of the Lord.
The reading can be found on page 993 in the Church Bible. It's Matthew chapter 24, verses 30 to 35. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs become tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let's pray for Rana now. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless Rana as he brings your word to us as a congregation. We ask you to inspire our ears, and we ask you to speak through him your word. Amen. Amen. Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning. We have another apple here, so I don't want to go very closer to it. Three apples really changed the human history. First apple that Adam and Eve had, And then the second apple, probably the great scientist Newton, he saw falling from the tree, and then law of motions and everything that were discovered. And third apple probably we have here in our hands. Today is quite significant in our church dictionary, because today is Bible Sunday. And today's readings, especially the Old Testament reading, was one of the passages when a great leader, Nehemiah, is reading the Word of God in the presence of the whole assembly. And where they were standing? What was the place? You have any clue? Watergate. What do you know about Watergate? Not Watergate scandal. Not Watergate, that's Watergate. Watergate was one of the gates of the old city of Jerusalem. There were a number of gates: Sheep Gate, Refuses Gate, Watergate. Watergate was one of the gates which was very important for the military perspective and also for the life of the city, because that was the place, that was the gate which holds the tunnel which used to bring water into the city. And water is also symbolizes with the Word of God many times in the Old Testament and of course in the New Testament. Why we have different kind of Sundays and days? Nowadays there is a quite long tradition: Women's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and Immigrants' Day, Refugees' Day, so and so. That's why we have in the church Bible Sunday. When I was a little child, I was quite confused. Why we have a Bible Sunday in the church? Because church cannot exist without Bible. And when we need a special day to celebrate in the church about something which is the most important thing for that particular institution, maybe this is a time to think why we need a Bible Sunday. But nowadays there is a great importance and need for this day to have in the church, because in different parts of the world there are different things going on in the life of the body of Christ. What is happening in China, what is happening in other part of Asia, what is happening in Africa, and how people are engaging themselves with the Bible, and what Bible societies and United Bible Societies and British Bible Society, what they are doing. There is a great need for people to know what is happening around them in this world about the Word of God. That's why we have a Bible Sunday in our churches. Bible is one of the most amazing books. Not I'm saying because I'm a Christian priest. Bible is one of the most amazing books. It covers almost a period of 1500 years, 15 centuries, and written by different 40 authors. But even then, you can see a great symphony about the people, and a great thread and connection of ideas that travels from Book of Genesis to Revelation. Bible is a great book, and many international, political, religious leaders talk about this. I can mention one of the things that Mahatma Gandhi, a great leader from Indian subcontinent, he said. He did not talk about the whole Bible, but particularly about the Sermon on the Mount, which is one of the major passages in the Bible. He said, if the whole humanity tried, and I find two people, a young girl and a boy, with the mount, I can raise the whole humanity again on its feet. And different people talk. For example, here in Britain, the Bible has always been as the foundation of the common British law. Is essential, necessary for many reasons. It has a global influence, and it is one of the books probably which is written, I'm talking about the holy books, it is one of the books which was written by the eyewitnesses. And those who are not talking about something else, those who are talking about those things which happened amongst them, and they were, and they saw, especially they saw Jesus. About the Bible, when we talk about different things here in this country and elsewhere, we also see that many people are going afar from the Word of God. There was of China, where church, even now, church is hugely thriving. Church is growing. Every year, million of people accept the Savior and become Christian. There was a time when Bible was a banned book. And this is the story of Bible in the present day world, how Bible traveled from a banned book to the bestseller. And in China, some 20 years ago, when some Bibles arrived from the other far eastern countries, people used to wait 12 to 13 hours just for one copy of the Word of God. 20 years ago. And now, in Minjin, there is a Bible printing press for Bible. And in 1 second, just in 1 second, they prepare one copy Bible for local people. Maybe here, we are 50 people and 150 Bibles. But in China and in many other parts of the world, still, the Word of God, and they cannot live without that. And their day-to-day guidance, inspiration, and support come from this book, which really changed the history of that country. Some 50, 60 years ago, when there was a revival in South Korea, American missionaries and European missionaries, when they start going to Korea, and there was a revival, one of the great characters, 4 a.m. morning service. Just like, for example, you have a flyer, and you give notice. We have midweek service, morning service at 10:30, and this and that. And if you do not offer your church for 4 a.m. service every morning, then you cannot run a church, whether in a village or in a city. And I experienced it a few years ago. I was in South Korea staying with some friends in a village, and I said, you open your church every morning? They said, yes, every morning at 4 p.m. And most of churches are opened at 4 a.m. in South Korea. I said, okay. And I couldn't sleep well and got up at 3:30, and I had no plan to go to the service, but I went there, and what happened? At 3:30, there were about 8:30. Little bigger church than this, and at 4:15, and I asked from the pastor after the morning service, when we were having breakfast, I said, what was the reason? Why so many people come for the morning service? Then he explained, we cannot run a church in South Korea. He said, that's not a legal thing. a morning service. Morning service means not 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Morning service means 4 a.m. And he said, 50 years ago, when they becoming Christian, and when a Christian would apply anywhere for job, he will very easily get. What was the reason? Because the panel or the people who are interviewing them, they will think they are Christians. At 4 a.m. they are in their church, and at 6 or 7 a.m. they are in the parks, and at 9:30 they are in their offices. Spiritually, they are strong. Physically, they are fit, and professionally, very committed people. And they said, in this way, we Christians, and in the life of the country. And Bible played a tremendous role into our economical, political, and religious progress. There was a time when people from British Isles used to go anywhere in the world. Why? To preach the word. Tell the world about the good news they experienced in the hills of this country. They went everywhere, Africa, Asia, North America, wherever they were able to go, they went and shared the word of God. And now people from everywhere are in Britain. What we are doing, where we are, this is the challenge today. And only word of God can strengthen us, inspire us, and equip us to share the good news. If we know the word of God, we are in a better position to listen and to understand God's will. And that brings confidence who don't have. And I would like to finish today's meditation in these words, very famous words, a kind of anthem, anthem for England. And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountain green? And was the Holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pasture seen? I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand, till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land. God bless you.
Thank you, Rana. That was great. And now Trevor's going to give us a quick talk on the Bible.
Morning, everyone. It's more specifically about Bible notes. Pat and Jody said, well, as it's Bible Sunday, it would make sense that we remind you that there are some facilities that are available to this church. And I, as a member of the church, actually order and collect Bible notes. Now, Bible notes, I'll go into them in greater detail in a moment, are essential if you really want to understand the Bible. Already, Rana has very clearly said that the Bible is the most important book in the world as far as Christians are concerned, and we would all agree with that. However, I expect some of you have found that it's also one of the most difficult books to read as well. And sometimes we need a little help. It's okay if you're Rana and have been well educated in these things, but even he, I would say, would admit that there are still some things he doesn't understand with the Bible. So I'm the member of the church that orders and collects for you Bible notes if you so desire. Now, the reason I've come today is at the back of the church, I've set up a few Bible notes so that after at coffee, you can come along and see what's available. Some of you may not realise that things have developed since 20 or 30 years ago when you last saw Bible notes, and there is something for everyone. First of all, there is information for children. They now do Bible notes for children from 3 to 6, 7 to 11, 11 to 15, and 14 to 18. So parents may be interested in that aspect. It obviously deals with adults as well, whether you're a new Christian, an established Christian, and in some cases, non-Christians. And even now, some notes are written by women specifically for women. That may sound a bit sexist, but I think it's a step in the right direction. And of course, in this modern world, you ought to be aware that with the computers, online, everything else like that, you can read the Bible anywhere you like, effectively, for free. And I believe that some of them even do Bible notes as well. So you ought to be aware of that. Why I'm here today is just to say, please, just for a few minutes, come over and see what we've got at the table. If you're interested, some of you already, I know, have Bible notes. Some it may not suit, and other people have their own way. I've still yet to find a person that found reading the Bible on their own from the front to the back is the best way of doing it, but you may better convince me otherwise. Okay, thank you for that. I'll see you at coffee afterwards.
Thank you, Trevor. My own experience with Bible notes, I certainly used to get the paper ones. Please don't feel like you have to do it every day. They're normally dated and stuff like that. And, you know, if you miss out a day, you think you have to go back and do two, and it gets a bit of a drag. Skip some. Just jump to the day it is, and it's a lot easier to do it that way. These days, as Trevor said, I use my iPad to do it. It's a lot easier. You can bookmark things, and for some people who have old eyes, not necessarily me, you can have the print as large as you like, which is what I like about that. The other great way of looking at the Bible, I feel compelled to tell you, is fellowship groups. And we have a great time studying cakes, the Bible. There might be a few cakes in there somewhere. But we have great prayer. We have a great chat. And then we study the Bible, and no questions are off limit. And because it's just a bunch of friends chatting together, it's a great way of learning about the Bible. So thank you, Rana. Thank you, Trevor. And please do have a look at the display in the church afterwards.